Okay, there we go. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to January 2022. So much has happened in these first 26 days, my goodness. But I'm also just very happy and glad to be back with all of you. So it's Amanda here talking on the other end of the line. I was hoping Abby was maybe going to be able to join us, but unfortunately she had an accident a couple days ago that led to a concussion. So focus and screen time is very challenging for her at the moment. So I don't think she'll join today. Maybe she'll be able to join us for our next call. We'll see how she is doing. So welcome to CB 101. Today I'm hosting our conference call from Chief Thrivey's territory in Treaty 8 land, the traditional home of the Yellowknives Dene First Nation and the North Slave Métis. So those of you that were here just before 4 o'clock, I mentioned that you can follow along with the presentation slides if you wish. So those are found on the learn.recnorth.ca. You'll go to your CB101-4NT chorus. And then at the very top there, where there's a couple brief paragraphs in the green text, is the view the CB101 presentation, and you'll click on that. So that is what I will reference today. If you don't have a screen in front of you, that's okay. I'm so grateful that you joined us because I love hearing your voices and just hearing what you have to say about this. This learning event in particular is to do with community building. So this is probably one of my most favorite learning events because I just love exploring, you know, what community and like the value of a community means to you, and then looking more at how does recreation incorporate into that, how does it strengthen our communities. And I also just love hearing so much about each of your individual communities because I just think there's so much to learn, and each of our communities is so unique. So I love hearing about that as well. So in this particular learning event, we're really exploring what community, so that word, means to you. So it's not that I am giving definitions about community and this is what it is. It's, a lot of this is really exploring about your thoughts and feelings to do with community. So we'll also talk about how to get people in your community more involved through recreation and sport, and explore a few different avenues that way. So because it's been, oh my goodness, 2 months maybe since we've all chatted on the phone, or at least since I've chatted on the phone with all of you, we'll do a quick round of introductions. So your name, the community you are calling from, and then tell us what comes to mind when you hear the word community. So kind of what's the first thing that pops in your head when I say the word community? So I'm just going to make up a list here of kind of the order that we'll go in, and I just heard a beep. Who just joined us?
Eliza and Alicia.
Hey, Eliza. Both of you, perfect. Thank you so much for joining. It's so nice to hear your voices. Awesome. So you haven't missed anything. We were just about to do introductions as a reminder to myself. So our introductions are going to be your name, the community you're calling from, and then just telling us what comes to mind when you hear the word community. So the order we'll go today is I can kick it off so everybody has some more time to think, and then we'll go Caitlin, Janice, Chloe, Eliza, and Alicia. Okay, so my name's Amanda. I am calling in from Sambate in Yellowknife, from where I live. And what comes to mind when I hear the word community is like a gathering of people is what often comes to my mind. Caitlin, if you want to unmute yourself, you can go next.
Hi, my name's Caitlin. I'm calling in from Yellowknife, and When I think of community, I think of togetherness or solidarity, I guess.
Ooh, I like those words. I'm going to make a wordle with our words after this. That's, I love those. Thanks so much, Caitlin. Jana.
Hi, my name is Jana, and I'm in Atlanta. And when I think of diversity, when I think of community, like people with different backgrounds and just like different people that live in the same place.
Sorry. Awesome. Hi. Thanks, Jana.
Hello? So
diversity and different backgrounds. Awesome. Hey.
Hi.
Who is that talking?
Hello?
Hi. Who is it?
Alicia.
Oh, hey, Alicia. Did you wanna do introduction next?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Awesome, thanks. So we're just doing your name, the community you're calling in from, and a word that comes to mind when you hear the word community, or what comes to mind when you hear the word community.
My name's Alicia, and hello, I think gathering.
And Alicia, you're calling in from Uluhattuk, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, gathering. Thanks, Alicia. Chloe, are you there?
Yes. My name is Chloe. I'm calling from Yellowknife. And community means to me people that are brought together by like each other and their environment.
Brought together by each other and their environment. I like that. And we're going to explore that more, especially the environment part. So thanks, Chloe. Great words. Eliza, are you still there? Did you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Eliza, and I'm from Ulu. I think of the word gathering when I hear community.
Awesome. Excellent. Is there anybody else that I missed? Okay, hearing none, I'll continue. So thank you all so much. I love the words and the ideas that you have about kind of what community means or what you think of. So if you're looking at your slides, again, if you don't have the PowerPoint presentation, it's okay. But if you are looking at the slides, you'll kind of see there on slide 4 our learning objectives. So we're looking at explore the meaning and importance of community, identifying some basic elements of a community development approach, and then develop a personal approach to building community through recreation. So that's sort of what we're going to explore over the next 4 weeks that we have together. Okay, so let's explore a little bit more specifically in the word community and it means. So as a young leader, it's important to develop your own meaning and value of community. When you do projects in your community, try and run them in ways that make people feel included and that they belong, which I think a lot of you have identified when we were talking at our introductions. You know, many of you talked about solidarity, togetherness, being brought together, an environment together, a gathering. So you have that idea of really being inclusive to those that are around us and within our community. So on slide 7, there's a short link to an article. In that article, pardon me, the writers begin by saying that the word community is easy to say, but it's difficult to explain. So in that article, they go on to write about community is not a place, a building, or an organization, and it's not an exchange of information over the internet. So community is a feeling and a set of relationships among people. When people are members of a community, they share a sense of trust, belonging, safety, and they care for each other. So the feeling of community comes from shared experiences and shared history. So it's a really interesting article, and if you have a moment, I would encourage you all to read that. Obviously not right now, but later you can. So we'll go back to kind of our circle here, and my next question for all of you is, where do you find a sense of community? So if we're saying that it's not about a specific place or a building or an organization, but rather that feeling and a set of relationships among people, where do you find your sense of community? So we'll go through our circle again. So myself, Caitlin, Jana, Chloe, Eliza, Alicia. And I can kick us off. So Caitlin, you have a little bit of time to think. So the question again is, where do you find a sense of community? So for myself right now, I think some of you maybe caught the start just before we started the call that I've been in isolation a lot lately. So my partner was COVID positive, which had us in isolation. I returned to work and I was exposed. So then I was back in isolation. So I've been spending a lot of time in our house, which is fine because I love our house and I love our children, but I was kind of also starting to get a little bit antsy at home and just feeling like I'm missing people or just missing where I felt I belonged. And so right now for me, where I'm really finding my sense of community is I created a little online group for just like fun fitness workouts with my friends that like also enjoy being physically active. And so almost every day I like run some different kind of fitness class. But for me, it's like not just about the working out. It's like getting to see my friends and work out with them, even though we're all in our homes. So that's really become my sense of community lately, is that group of people that kind of meet me in that space. Caitlin, what about you? Where do you find a sense of community?
When wrestling was still happening, you can't right now because of COVID, but when it was, my wrestling team at school is where I found community, because everybody kind of just treated everybody like family, and they didn't really care what your skill level was. So it was a very welcoming space.
That sounds so nice, and yeah, it just sounds like a great space to be in. And so, Caitlin, where are you kind of finding that right now then, without having wrestling? Where are you kind of finding a bit of a sense of community?
I'm kind of struggling with it right now, but
yeah,
on certain parts of the internet, like, how do I explain this? Like, connecting through interests on the internet, I guess, is the best way to explain it. Because there's not a lot of in-person stuff happening. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely is different right now, right? Like, not what is normally our ideal sense of community and where we normally feel belonging may not happen at the moment. So, yeah. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. Jana, where do you find a sense of community?
I think my old workplace, because it was just very comfortable there, and I was there for like 3 years, so I kind of knew everybody, and it just felt like we could all trust each other, and like, trust each other to do the work that we needed to do. And, yeah, it just was very comfortable there. Like, I felt like I didn't have to, like, in conversations, like, it was just easygoing. And, yeah.
That's always nice, too, because then it's, like, actually enjoyable to go to your job, right? It's not something you have to do. It's something maybe you want to do instead. Great. Thanks, Jenna. Chloe.
Before COVID, I found the most sense of community in the school clubs that I did. And there was always, like, a group of us that were in a lot of different school clubs that I became very close with, and that's where I felt most like a community. But with those being on and off the past couple of years because of COVID, I have been finding it more with a group of friends I made at a virtual leadership conference that I went to. And even though I have never met them in person, I feel very close with them and a very big sense of community.
Yeah, thanks, Chloe. That was actually going to be my question, was since it was a virtual leadership conference, have you been in person with these people? But no, it sounds like they're everywhere. And, like, isn't that so interesting, though? Like, you haven't met these people in person. Maybe you've met them on a screen camera, like Zoom or FaceTime or something, but so interesting that you can still form these connections and, like, that sense of trust and safety with really just having to communicate and not necessarily be in each other's presence. That's, like, to me, that's super fascinating that I think even for myself, like, all of us seem to be talking about pre-COVID, this is where my community was. Now in COVID, here's how it's changed and what it looks like. So it sounds like many of us were really connecting with people in person and now have found alternate ways or different groups in a different kind of space to connect with others. So that's really interesting that things have changed like that for many of us. So thanks for sharing that. Eliza, what about you? Where do you find a sense of community?
In our drum dance group.
Ooh, good one. And do you all gather, like, on certain days, or is it just kind of whenever you feel like it? How does that group come together?
It's mostly on Saturdays. From 7 to 9, but with the COVID going on, we can't really gather. And the lead drummer doesn't want to drum dance with limited people.
So that's a little bit challenging then, Harry. And so, Eliza, if you guys can't really gather right now because of restrictions, is there another way that you're finding a sense of community or somewhere where you kind of feel like you belong?
At my workplace.
Where are you working right now, Eliza?
I work at the Cayuse desk. With the Ulhaktuk Community Corporation.
Excellent. And so kind of a sense of community among your coworkers there?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's fascinating to me that we all have different ways that we're finding that sense of community as our world changes around us. And Alicia, what about you? Where do you find a sense of community?
I find that when like coffee shop was open. Yeah, I used to work there. It was on Saturdays. It's also busyness and the way we communicate when we work together. I enjoy cooking and baking with them. It's really bonding.
Hey, so like a shared kind of activity that you're interested in with others, right? Cooking and baking with other people.
Yeah.
I'm also really jealous and upset that Derek never showed me this coffee shop when I was in Ulu. So I feel like I'm...
It was pre-COVID.
Yeah, I think my last trip to Ulu was in 2019. So it was pre-COVID,
yeah, it's,
but...
It's that time.
Derek clearly did not show me everything in town. That's okay. He tells me my next trip has to be in the summer so I can do the golf course, is what he tells me. So we'll see. Awesome. Well, thanks, everyone. Did anyone else have, like, another place that they thought of, that they find a sense of community that they wanted to share? Okay, great. Well, thank you everyone for sharing. Like I said, it's really interesting to me that so many of us used to find our community in person with our interests. And now many of us are finding our community in different places, whether that's a virtual place or another place that wasn't kind of maybe originally our go-to for a sense of community. And this is sort of how things can happen with community, is there's ebbs and flows. So there'll be times that your sense of community might be more, like in Caitlin's case, wrestling. But maybe over time, she doesn't have so much of an interest in wrestling and instead going to badminton. I only say that, Caitlin, because that's what I did growing up. But, you know, it changes as your interest changes sometimes, and that sense of community that we're looking for sometimes changes dependent on what our interests are at the time. So if you flip to slide 8, if you have your slides, this offers some key points from that article on slide 7. So one thing that really stands out for me is that we're often part of smaller community nestled within a larger one. So I want you to think of the community you currently live in, so whether that's Ulu or Yellowknife, and think of the whole community, so all of the people that are living within our community. So we're one large community, and then that fourth bullet point, says about nested within one community, there may be smaller communities. So, I mean, I think some of you gave examples of this, but does anyone have another example that they want to share of something that maybe goes on within their community that other people might have an interest in, and that might be their sense of community?
Could you ask the question again, please?
Yeah, for sure. So we're thinking of an example of what is something that is nested within your larger community. So what's a smaller community idea within your larger community? So if our larger community is Yellowknife or Uluhaktuk, what is some kind of community that's smaller within that large community?
School clubs?
School clubs, yeah. Yeah, we don't have to go in a circle for this. You all can just shout out if your teachers like that.
And for performing?
But hear us aloud. Performing. Yeah. Eliza, you brought up a good one earlier, just about, like, your drum circle and your drum dance. Like, some people, that might be their sense of community, and other people might not have an interest in that, but that could be a smaller community within your larger community. Can any of you think of events in your community that bring people together? Are there specific events that happen that bring the jamboree, yeah.
And the day
one of the, oops, sorry. One of the schools in Yellowknife used to do something called the community feast, where they made like a giant dinner for the community.
Ooh, how have I never heard of this? I love it. What are other small communities that bring people together within our large community? Any other ideas? We have a good list going.
Youth centers.
Sorry, say that again.
Youth centers?
Oh, youth centers, yeah. Yep, for sure.
Schools?
School, yep, or like a smaller school. And even within that, it might even just be like our class or a certain class. Excellent. Okay, we'll keep going on here. So oftentimes when people describe community, they'll often describe it as a place. So they'll say the community of Yellowknife, the community of Ulu, the community of Kalajeche. They're talking about a specific geographical place. But the way we're talking about this is that about communities developing around interests and common characteristics that we find in different ways. And so for our particular course, we're talking about characteristics that we find in recreation, sports, maybe arts and culture. And then as many of you identified, there's other communities within school, volunteer, work setting, maybe even faith. And as we all pretty much outlined, the internet has also changed how we connect, and we have online communities. So if you look at slide 10, this slide shows that communities help people fulfill their needs as humans. So slide 10 gives us some ideas there of what communities provide us. So they provide us food and housing, identity and belonging, participation and accomplishments, learning and teaching, safe security, caring and supporting. Is there anything else that you feel communities, sorry, let me rephrase this question. What are some needs that you see that communities help us with or provide us with? So are there other needs that you think than what's on this list on slide 10? So maybe I'll go, I won't make Caitlin keep going first. So I'll just go Jana, Chloe, Eliza, Alicia, Caitlin. And if you have an idea about any other need that a community provides, we'll add it to the list. And if you don't, you can also say pass. number. Don't feel that I am forcing you to speak. You can say pass. So, Jana, do you have an idea about anything else that a community provides us or how it fulfills our needs?
Maybe, like, perspective on things, because, like I said earlier, like, some, like, our community, Yelnik, is very diverse, so you get to learn from different people. Like, in my church, sometimes there's, like, potlucks, well, before, where, like, you get to see how people's traditional foods, and you can ask them questions, or, like, what's this, what's it called, and then, like, I don't know, you get to learn more about other people's background and stuff, and add it to them.
I love that. So it fulfills our need of giving us perspective, but also learning about others, and maybe that falls within their culture, or how they even just do things. That's a great, great point. Thank you, Jana. Chloe, do you have anything that you want to add to this list that a community provides us?
No, I think I'll pass.
Sure, no problem. Eliza, did you have anything to add?
Pass.
Sure, no problem. Alicia?
Like, your identity, like, your heritage.
Yes. Yeah, your identity. Yeah, it can certainly help us with that and give us more information and context, and just even a way of learning more about ourselves and maybe our background or things like that. Great point. Thanks, Alicia. And Caitlin.
Joy and new experiences?
Joy and new experiences. I love the positivity. Let's just bring that right out, right? I love it. Yeah, joy and new experiences. Who knows what is possible, what's feasible. But yeah, also helps us kind of develop and grow even, you know, as a community and as an individual. So that growth mindset too. Awesome. Thank you. Did anybody else think of anything else that they wanted to add about what their community provides them or helps give them a need? Okay, great. So the article on slide 7, which I know you're all going to read later, describes community positively, which is really what all of you are describing it as well. So in the article, I just want to read this little part that it says. So it says, members of a community have a sense of trust, belonging, safety, and caring for each other. They have an individual and collective sense that they can, as part of the community, influence their environments and each other. The treasured feeling of community comes from shared experiences and a sense of shared history. As a result, people know who is and isn't part of their community. So this is what's coming out of the article. So my question that I want you to think about is, do you think this is always true? Or are there times when people feel left out and don't know how to be part of a community? Okay, so really think about that last part. Are there times when people feel left out and don't know how to be part of a community? We're going to come back to that. So just let that percolate in your head for a minute. On slide 11, I'm just going to go through a couple of these slides. So slide 11 talks about community building and its aim and what we are trying to accomplish with it. So community building, we're trying to create and strengthen the sense of community. We're trying to engage and empower local residents who together make their community a better place to live, foster commitment and accountability for the entire community's well-being. So really thinking about that holistically. When we talk about recreation specifically, so on slide 12, we talk about recreation builds community by encouraging people to be active together, being inclusive and accessible, connecting people with nature and the environment, the outdoors, fostering supportive environments, strong and caring communities. I think we hear that a lot in our community. And also encouraging volunteer development. So we talked in the last learning event, if you remember, that I'm certain that we talked about this, about that we don't need to have a certain title or a certain job in order to volunteer and be part of our community or be a leader. So it's not those titles that are making us the leader. It's that we are engaged and that we are contributing to our larger community, whether that's through volunteer or paid work. Okay, so we're going to go back to the question that I'm having everyone kind of sit with. So here's the reminder of what the question was. I had read you that quote, and it talked about people being part of shared experiences and a sense of shared history, and that as a result, people know who is and isn't part of their community. So the question was, do you think this is always true, or are there times when people feel left out and don't know how to be part of a community? So do those things sometimes happen? So here's the question I'm going to give to you, and Chloe will start with you this time and start the circle there. So the question for this round is going to be, what do you experience when you are part of a community? And are all community experiences positive? So Chloe, if you want to start, what do you experience when you're part of a community? And are all community experiences positive?
I think for the most part, community experiences are usually positive, but I feel there are definitely times, especially if someone's like new and joining a sport or something where they're already a very close community, that sometimes people can have bad experiences because they're kind of new and sometimes people won't be too welcoming.
Excellent. Sometimes when you're new to things, yeah, it takes some time sometimes to break into the community. And I'm glad that so far, like, you usually have positive experiences with community, so that's great. Eliza, let's go to you. So the questions, just as a reminder, were, what do you experience when you are part of a community, and are all community experiences positive?
What'd you say?
Oh, Eliza, do you want me to repeat the question?
Yeah.
Yep, no problem. So just what do you experience when you are part of a community? So you had said like your drum group or your workplace. So what do you experience? Like what are your feelings when you're part of that community? And are all community experiences positive?
I feel welcome.
Okay.
Sometimes other communities come to drum dance with us. Yeah, I think it's all communities are positive.
Great. Thanks, Eliza. Alicia, are you there?
Yeah. I experience a sense of belonging or pride. Like, when we have a successful, when we do something successful in the coffee shop, like, sell everything out or, see happy faces when we serve them their food.
Excellent.
And I don't think all communities are positive, but I think they try to be.
So would you say you think that they have the best of intentions to be positive? It just may not turn out that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Awesome. Thanks, Alicia. Caitlin.
Could you repeat the question one more time,
please? That's okay. Sorry. Okay. I was just going to ask you. That's okay. No problem. So what do you experience when you are part of a community, and are all community experiences positive?
When I experience community, I feel like connection and joy because I get to be around other people, whether that means physically or just socially. But I don't think every experience is positive within communities. Like, a lot of them, it is. However, I think it might depend on the community. Because my best example of this would be, like, comics or Star Wars. Their communities, the people who are fans of whatever medium it is, aren't always the most welcoming to new fans, and that tends to break that positive connection and experience. However, I think when we're talking in the sense of, like, a group of people in a town or a city, I think those are fairly positive from what I've experienced. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, you make, like, really good points. And I think that, like, it's, yeah, like, I think it's good to note and, like, to share that there are some communities that are difficult to break into as a new kind of person. Yeah, I'll explain more in just a minute. I want to let Jana have a chance first. But, no, I think it's great what you're saying. Thank you, Caitlin. Jana, so what do you experience when you are part of a community, and are all community experiences positive?
Like, at my work, I think, like, I felt like we were all working towards something together and, like, making our customers feel comfortable, and I think community is not always positive. Like, sometimes you can have disagreements within the community. Or, like, I had, like, this, a few years ago, I wanted to join this basketball team that, like, have already, like, they were already familiar with each other and they've been playing for, like, 2 years together. And then, like, I went to a few open gyms just to, like, see what it would be like to join, because it was, like, before their season. And it just felt like I didn't really, like, no one was, like, mean or anything, but it just feels like they already had their, like, they already were connected in a way that I wasn't, because I was just, like, arriving, and they already knew the drills, and they already knew each other very well because of, like, how many years they knew each other. So I guess, like, that's a negative thing, because some people, maybe some communities may think that, like, time and, like, how long they known each other is more important than, like, but they're not probably open to people, like, joining, because then they have to, like, start over in some kind of thing. So, like, introduce the person into it. I don't know. So, yeah, that's
awesome. Thanks, Jana. I had a cough attack while you were talking, but you have such a great example of, of, like, that idea that you want to belong, you're trying to belong, but it just doesn't seem to be fitting, and I think it's perfect that you say, like, nobody was mean or anything, it just didn't seem like I fit. And I think that's sometimes what happens with communities, and whether that is a positive or a negative experience, is just sometimes a community has, like, that tight niche group already together, and it can be challenging as a new person to break into that community and be part of that community. And it's not that anybody is intentionally excluding you or being mean to you, or at least hopefully not, but that can present a challenge. And so I can say for myself, like, I've experienced a similar situation. I moved to Slave Lake shortly after I had my daughter, so in Alberta, small town. I didn't know anyone there. We moved there because her dad was working there. And, you know, I tried doing the thing of going to, like, the mommy group to make some friends, so I wasn't by myself all the time. But it was hard. And, again, it wasn't that anyone was being negative or mean to me, but they had their community. And so it was challenging to be a new person, to try and break into that community, to have that sense of belonging and that shared experience, you know, of we're all new moms or, like, things like that. So it can, I think it's fair to say that sometimes community experiences aren't positive. They maybe aren't intentionally negative, but they may just not kind of turn out the way that we hoped. So thank you all for sharing your experiences and your thoughts on that. I really appreciate it. We are almost coming to the end of our time together, and I just kind of quickly want to bring this back to the area of sport, physical activity, and recreation. And so a lot of you have kind of brought this up in your examples about different ways or activities that you participate in that help kind of strengthen your sense to a community, but maybe also help strengthen your community's overall sense. And I also just want to highlight, again, when I talk about recreation, we talked about this in the last learning event, but when I talk about recreation does not mean all things sports. So we're talking recreation in a larger sense. So what are the things you do that you enjoy that is, like, your fun time? So things from wrestling, school club, drum group, baking or cooking with people. Those things are all part of recreation, and those things help form your community and what you are part of and your sense of belonging. So those things can help not only strengthen your sense of community, but also other people within your community, and help strengthen their sense of community. So before we run out of time, I just quickly want to talk about our next steps in this learning event. Thank you so much all for sharing today. I was so excited today just because I got to hear all your voices and your great ideas. So this was, like, definitely the part of the day I was most looking forward to and excited about. So thank you all so much for being such willing participants and sharing your ideas and your thoughts. I really appreciate it, and it makes these calls so wonderful. The next thing that you have to do in your learning event, so when you're logged into learn.recnorth.ca, is read that story. So if you haven't done that yet, read that. We just did the conference call. And then next Wednesday, February 2nd, is when your required learning activity, so number 3, my community's personality is due. So you are just going to post in there. So you're not emailing me anything. You're just going to post it in there. And it's just a discussion. So you can use words. You can use a photo. You can use a drawing, music, poetry, however you want to do it. You are describing 3 things. So number 1, your community's personality as it is now. Then you're describing the personality you would like your community to become. And the 3rd thing you're talking about is how recreation can help your community become that personality. So I'll just very quickly give you an example that is in your learning event, so you'll be able to see this. So here is an example from Megan. So she says, my community would be like an orny old man stuck in his ways. Has a great heart, had a wonderful life that he likes to ramble on about these days. All he does is complain about how the good old days are gone and that his knees hurt. So she would like her community to be how he was. So yes, he is aged and can't get the good years back, but he needs to realize that if he has an active old body, let him be, he will have a much better quality of life. So perhaps take the time to teach his family how he used to do things so that he can sit back in retirement and watch them take over the old ways that brought him so much happiness. Okay, so that's just one example. There's another example that I'll let you read. It's in the activity. This person, it's funny and you should read it later, but her husband thinks that their community is like a squirrel. Because on one hand, they're bold and brash, yet at the same time, they're skittish and fearful. So that's how she describes her community. And then she wants her community to be like a beaver. She explains why and things like that. So this is meant to be a fun activity. Like I said, you can just use words, or if you want to describe it with photos, drawings, you can do it in different forms. So if you are needing help with any of that, you can always text, call, or email, and I can help you out with that. But that is due February 2nd. And then we meet again the following Wednesday, I believe. I'm just double checking. Yeah, Wednesday, February 9th, we'll do another conference call before you do your next activity. Okay, does anyone have any questions?
The information you just gave, is it going to be an email?
Yep, I can send an email, yep, to follow up about here's the next steps that you're doing. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, thanks.
I'll be honest with all of you, you probably will not get that email till tomorrow morning, but I will send out an email for sure. Any other questions? Okay, Wolf friends, Matthew Cho, thank you so much for being prompt, because look at us go, 2:55, and we're wrapping this up, so thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I love hearing your thoughts on things. It is so refreshing to hear. Watch for an email for me. Otherwise, you can also log into your learning event area and read up on next steps. But I will be in touch with all of you, and you all know how you can always get a hold of me with questions. I am happy to answer them. So, thanks, friends. I will let you go, and I will chat with you all soon. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Amanda, are you still here?